Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
And chatting to us on the Israel report this afternoon is Israeli journalist Eli Cohen. Eli, thanks for chatting to us on Chai FM.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, thank you. But as per usual, events in Israel overtake those that I had planned on. I had planned on raising four or five issues that seemed to me relevant a couple of hours ago. And I've just opened the Times of Israel and I see I'm out of date already because a brand new headline, I'm hoping you can talk to this. The government has published a text of the bill on the Haredi draft issue. The opposition has panned it as anti-Zionist. What do we know about this new bill?
Let me try and give you a bigger context of what's going on here, and so we can try and put this into perspective. At the end of the day, the Haredim for over 70 years have basically not been required to serve as other Jewish citizens in the state of Israel, served and had a lot of discounts along the way. For a number, mostly because it was a real necessity as a result of the war, there was finally a lot of pressure on not being able to accept this situation anymore. And then as things happened in Israel, it became a totally political hot potato. And rather than being something that needs to be resolved through a process and compromise and having everybody involved, it became a sticking point of the government versus the opposition, with the opposition saying, oh, they're doing everything they can to keep the government afloat, including putting together this draft of a bill, which is much less than is required, and the government basically not having a lot of good reason to explain why this should be the bill that gets passed. On top of that, the proposed bill is problematic because it's really not clear that the Able Wizards Coalition even to pass this bill, because there are a lot of people in the coalition, mainly the national religious members of it, who are not supportive of this kind of bill.
Sorry, sorry, Eli, I lost total connection with you at that point, so I don't know where you were. Had you completed your issue about the draft?
I explained the context. I can redo it if it got lost.
No. We understand the context. It's an issue we've discussed quite a bit on Chai FM. It was the issue of the bill that is being presented to the Knesset now and why it is being alleged that this is anti-Zionist by the opposition. Have they capitulated? Has the government pretty much produced a very weak bill that fails to satisfy the requirements of the Israel Defense Forces?
Basically any kind of bill that's going to be brought in this kind of fashion is, or let me put it this way, any kind of bill that the ultra-Orthodox would agree to under the current situations would be something that would fall short of what most of the members of Knesset would think is sufficient. And that includes members of the Likud party and the National Religious Party as well. you know, and that's where the real problem lies, that instead of understanding that there's something that needs to be worked on and having it, you know, from across parties and across the opposition and that working towards something that's viable, it's become a political issue. And so it's not really going to get resolved favorably like that. And I don't think that the bill that's proposed will pass in any case.
Let's move on to another story making news today. Apparently, Australia intends to list the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, as a state sponsor of terrorism. What is the implication of such a move by Australia?
First of all, it's nice to see that Australia is doing some minimal things, at least, that are called for in regards to terrorist regimes in the area. What it'll actually do practically, I think probably very little. I mean, if we take a look at Israel-Australian relations, it's not something that's going to change things vis-a-vis the current Australian government. If we take a look at anti-Semitism, and if we take a look at the internally what's going on in Australia, I don't think that that's something that's going to change momentum of anti-Semitism that doesn't seem to be checked locally.
Yeah, they're certainly dealing with issues that none of us ever thought we would see in our lifetimes, that's for sure. Another interesting story, that of the Shin Bet thwarting a Hamas-linked terror network, apparently funneling weapons and funds into the West Bank. And I see that the Jerusalem Post is actually saying this is a Turkish terror network. What do we know about this story?
It's just breaking, so it's not really clear what all the details are, but apparently the Turks are more and more trying to exert their influence in the area. They've been thwarted a bit in Syria and also in getting involved in Gaza. And on the other hand, Turkey, together with Qatar, are still countries that are harboring Hamas terrorists. So even if it's not instigated by Turkey, the fact that they're letting Hamas set up shop and it's not new. They've been, you know, there have been plenty of terror attacks that have been carried out in the past too by Turkish-based operators of Hamas. So it's a continuation of more of the same. It remains to be seen whether the growing sentiment for banning the Muslim Brotherhood around the world will also affect Turkey and Qatar, who are basically Muslim Brotherhood-run states.
Yeah, that is interesting. And I did see today Prime Minister Erdogan approving certain utterances made by the Pope. So very weird and wonderful alliances happening, which one could never have expected.
We're in strange times now, for sure.
That is 100% correct. The other story that I saw, it relates to something we discussed yesterday. Peter Beinart was talking at Tel Aviv University yesterday. Yesterday, they were reporting that he got criticism from both the left and the right, but he went on to give his speech anyway. It's questionable why Tel Aviv University invited him to speak in the first place. But today he has apologized. He's capitulated completely and says he should not have spoken to an Israeli audience. He has totally towed the BDS line 100%. It's interesting. He's completely and utterly removed himself out of the Jewish consensus, even those on the left. He's just gone that extra step. What's your take on where he sits and what he's doing?
I think that something interesting is happening now, especially around the war. And that is that and the war was a very clear kind of thing between the forces of good and the forces of evil. And you saw a really interesting thing happening, and that is that a lot of people, even if they were center or more left-oriented, woke up and said, okay, we understand now, really, and maybe we've been naive and have turned more towards being, you know, more conservative or right wing. And there are others, on the other hand, who rather than saying, oh, we made a mistake, you know, maybe it's psychologically explained by cognitive dissonance or something, but who seem to be even more entrenching themselves even more in their extremist attitudes. And instead of, you know, looking things in the face and say, hey, this just doesn't make sense, they actually continue their illogical denigration of Israel and Zionism and all that. And like I said, the world is becoming a clear place. There's less gray area and it's more black and white.
Ellie, a final question for you this afternoon. Again, Times of Israel reporting that there was chaos at the State Eman hearing as a facility guard called a high court judge chief trash and a couple. Does he feel that he will not get a fair hearing from the court? Is that where this is coming from?
Unfortunately, there's a lot to base that on. If we take a look at the way that the court system has been run as of late, or even maybe not even as of late, but certainly as of late, and if we take a look at a lot of the infractions of the state attorney's office and things like that, there's a real problem for somebody to be sure about getting his fair day in court nowadays. I'm sorry to say that, but it's too many cases have happened that show that to be the case.
Eli Cohen, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you for your time.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.